I want to play this clip again.
Yes,
courtesy of Univision last night. This was Jovinko scoring, free kick, second half. This pretty much iced it. This was it. This was the second road goal in their building. It didn't shut the home crowd up. They kept yelling and screaming all night.
Right.
But listen to this call from Univision, a Spanish broadcaster, when the road team scored last night.
No le gusta, Nahuel, el acomodo de la barrera. Allá va el disparo. Golazo. Gol, 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 golazo, 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 aso, aso, aso.
Fire. That guy loves Jovinko. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's the GM of TFC, Tim Bezbachenko. Was that a broadcaster, or was that you last night, Tim?
Yeah, I was about... Thanks for having me, guys. I was about to say, you know, we were watching the game down. We were down in Mexico watching the game, and you could have put a microphone in our suite, and it sounded something similar, just without the accent, right? What a call! And there, you can obviously feel the passion from Univision and the entire sort of country of Mexico last night. It was the whole stadium was. The atmosphere was incredible.
Yeah, it felt like it. Like I was watching the game, obviously at home, but. What I was amazed by was when you guys scored and you went up 1-0, they got louder. And then when Jovinko scored, it was like the loudest the building had been, which I think is a sign of great fandom. Like, don't go quiet when your team goes down. Get loud and build up and try to get them back on pace. Did you sense that, Tim?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what the supporters do. And I have to say that our credit, our fans and our supporters do the same thing. A couple times when we went down, I remember the Montreal game a couple years ago when we got scored on the road goal in a very similar way right after halftime, and they just got louder. And last night down in Monterrey, they actually cage off their own supporters from their own fans because it gets so crazy there. And with every goal that we scored or they scored, they got louder, and the place was just so loud. It was amazing. It really, that's what, you know, we're trying to do is play in this competition because you get to play in atmospheres like that.
With Tim Bezbachenko, GM of TFC, again, they ended up losing the game last night, tying on aggregate, but winning on road goals. They're off to the semifinal of the Champions League. And, you know, it's been a really good start to this Champions League for MLS teams. You guys are not alone in having success. But historically, the Mexican sides have always won this. They've always dominated. And, you know, there seems to be more of a conversation as to whether or not the gap is closing between the two leagues. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think the gap is certainly closing and in some ways has closed. Probably not from sort of top to bottom in each of our leagues. But the league has made a number of sort of initiatives over the last few years to improve our product quality and to make sure that we're competing not just within our league, but regionally in CONCACAF. And we want to be the best league in CONCACAF, and then we want to be competing with the top leagues around the world. And over the years, you know, we haven't had a lot of luck against Mexican teams because we're playing sort of our third, fourth game of the year, and they're playing their 12th game of the year. And then we're sort of in our preseason form, and they're not. And so between the product quality gap, the talent, so to speak, that we've been able to close with investing in players, and then just being a little bit more focused about our preparations, we can hopefully continue to beat them, not just in our stadiums, but go down and get a result like we did last night. And for example, like we went down there for preseason. We were down in Mexico City training at altitude for a week in preseason. And in fact, we even scrimmaged Club America, who in all likelihood will be our competition in the next round. They play tonight. And so just, you know, those are the things that we're trying to do over the last couple of years to prepare us for this competition.
We played the goal call from Univision, and the goal by Jovinko was an absolute beauty, but we've become accustomed to that. I mean, him on the spot is just incredible. He's one of the greats around the world. I trust a lot of people that track soccer and football around the world, and Jovinko is renowned for his talents. But it's more than that. I thought he was possessed last night. I thought he played great, specifically in the second half. And ever since he came over here from Europe, he's been a big part of your program. He's, I think, probably been worth every cent he's been paid. It's not my money. But take us through your breakdown and how you would look back on the first couple of years of Jovinko here in Toronto. Has he met expectations, exceeded expectations? Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, he certainly met and exceeded expectations in pretty much every way. I mean, when you go out and spend an international market and find a player who's playing at one of Juventus, which is one of the top clubs around the world and was on the Italian national team at the time, you're in some ways expecting him to be a difference maker in big games and big moments for them to step up and make plays. And not only has he done that, but I feel like throughout the course of the last few years, he's scored some spectacular goals. I mean, last night, under pressure in an intense environment and sort of a must result, we needed that second away goal to really put the distance between ourselves and Tigres, and he steps up and hits just a cracker of a free kick. So from his personality to his leadership to his ability to step up in key moments, he's been fantastic. And frankly, you know, I think our fans and our league has sort of become accustomed to it and sort of used to his brilliance. And what you saw last night was a sort of a league and a broadcaster who isn't used to seeing it. And so I think we got to pinch ourselves sometimes that we're seeing this on a daily basis and remind ourselves that he's going to go down as one of the greats in our league.
With Tim Bezbachenko, GM of TFC, again, they are off to the semis of the Champions League after playing in Mexico last night against the Tigres, who were the best team in the Mexican League, and you guys were the best team in MLS last year. And the amazing thing about this tournament coinciding with your season is you fly home, and you're going to have to fly to Montreal later in the week. And that's a big rivalry. It's probably the biggest rivalry within your own league. And it's early in the season. You guys didn't get off to the start you wanted to, though, at home against Columbus. You know, how do you juggle this, the excitement of what just happened and what's going on with this tournament or this cup chase, but also making sure that you're prepared for MLS season?
I think the approach we've been taking is sort of the next game is the most important game. And so it's sort of one game at a time mentality. I think we've done a good job of building our roster. So with myself, Greg, Bill, and our whole team that of just having the players that are capable of winning in any match environment, whether or not that's out down in Tigres or in the Big O against Montreal. So I think we did it last year. There's a point where we had, I believe, 6 games in 21 days, and a number of our sort of big hitters, big players were out, and we had a number of guys step up. And you need that over the course of the season. We have 34 games, and then we're going to have, obviously, hopefully more CONCACAF Champions League games, and then we have a Canadian Championship sort of intermixed, which allows us to play for the right to play in CONCACAF. So it's about preparing. It's about staying focused. And then you have great leadership, right, between Greg and then Michael Bradley, I think, is sort of the spokesman of the team and the person that sort of stands up in the locker room and makes sure that the players don't get ahead of themselves. Like last night, I think, I don't know if you're watching, you saw that they didn't really celebrate because they're happy to go on, but we have more to do, and we believe we have every right to be in this competition and beating the reigning champions. It would have been nice if they're on the other side of the bracket, but we played them pretty early in the competition, so we have more good games ahead of us.
Yeah, TSN's Matthew Schinetti was down there in Monterey, and he caught up with Michael Bradley afterwards. Yeah. Did you see that, Noodles? Like, Bradley was all business. Like, to the point where I was hoping Schinetti would be like, you realize you're moving on here.
Yeah.
Like, it's all business, but you have to enjoy the moment to an extent, too, don't you, Tim?
Yeah, I think you do, but we also lost the game. And we lost it in a little bit of a frustrating way because it got a little bit of what we call CONCACAF at the end with the handball that, you know, technically at his hand, but it was pretty close to his body in the right natural position, and he was turned away. Like, that seems, it was a strange call, and you get a lot of those calls in this competition, or at least a few of those calls. And so I think our guys were a little bit frustrated that they weren't able to hold it off for the win, and that's just the mentality of our team. But Michael is very good at keeping things in perspective, especially externally, and I'm very sure that he was pleased with the result, but focused on the next match already.
Well, we look forward to seeing where you're going to take this journey, and we'll be tracking you this weekend in Montreal and where you move on from there as well. Congrats on moving on, and as always, we appreciate you doing this for us. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Tim Bezbachenko joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. The Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Visit mapletoyota.ca.